Man Revelation, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a nightlight on for that nightlight. So to 1 Peter 1, 3 through 4, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. My friend Steve Trail, he wrote this following devotional thought, and I want to read it to you. It says, Rain Man was the top money-making film of 1988. It won an Oscar for Best Picture, and it told the story of an abrasive, selfish, freewheeling Charlie, played by Tom Cruise, who discovered that his estranged father had died and bequeathed his multi-million dollar estate to his other son, Raymond, played by Dustin Hoffman, an autistic savant of whose existence Charlie was unaware. At first, Charlie is only focused on getting a bigger share of the inheritance, but over the course of the movie, he grows to care more about his autistic brother, Raymond. Raymond has inherited almost $3 million, but has no understanding of what that means and no real concept of money. Because of his autism, he only cares about minute things like apple juice, Cheetos, watching the People's Court on TV. He's received an enormous inheritance, but doesn't understand it and doesn't live like it. How many of us live with a kind of spiritual autism? God has prepared for us an unimaginable inheritance and promises to provide for our every need. But even though we've heard that and say we believe that, why do we still spend so much of our time worrying about apple juice, Cheetos, and the TV shows in our lives? It's time to move into your inheritance. We have got to start living like King's Kid in these last days. We've been living below the level of mediocrity. We have been acting as practical agnostics, practical atheists, because we have lived in a way like we assume God doesn't exist. God does exist. He's the all-powerful God of the universe. He has prepared things for us in heaven that eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. God is able to handle any situation, and I find myself living below the level of mediocrity because I'm so focused on some minutia that's in my life. I have been a kind of a rain man, and I think that the rain man revelation is to look up. Your redemption draws nigh. You've got a lively hope and an incredible inheritance. Let's live like it. Mighty Father God, I thank you for this day. I pray that you'd help us, Father, not to be so drilled down on the weights and cares of this world that plague us. Help us, God, to cast off those yokes of bondage. Look up into the heavens and see your resurrected Son who's waiting to come back to snatch the church away and to usher in the last days. I just thank you for all that you've done. I pray that you'd be with us now. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a great day.